Well, it's Take Control Tuesday. So on the phone with me is Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Off the air, Mansa, I was telling you about some new things that I'm going to have to do so that I can stabilize during this crazy time that we're living in.
Right. You know, we're in the midst of inflation, and for a lot of people, they've never experienced inflation like this before. I mean, the last time we had this was back in the 80s. So this is very disconcerting for a lot of people. And of course, food and gas prices being what they are right now is upsetting for everybody. But let's talk about sort of a 10,000 foot view of this right now. I mean, let's take a breath, step back. You know, inflation has had us running. Some of us are in a state of panic.
Man.
But let's talk about what financial well-being is. This is what you want to achieve. This is the purpose of living a money smart life so you can achieve financial well-being. And financial well-being has two parts to it, security and freedom of choice. Those are the things you need in order to achieve financial well-being. Now, in present day, when we talk about security for financial well-being, what that means is control over your day-to-day and month-to-month finances. You cannot be financially well if you don't know where the rent's coming from, if you don't know where your next meal's coming from. So you want that present-day security. As far as the future goes for security, you want to have the ability to absorb a financial shock, which is going to happen, but when it does happen, you don't want it to derail you for an extended period of time.
Right.
Now, that's the first component of financial well-being, security. The second component is freedom of choice. Present day, you'd like to have the financial freedom to make choices to enjoy life. If you want that double latte at the name brand coffee house and that brings you joy, you should be able to do that.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So the freedom to make those choices. Now, as far as the future goes, you want to be on track to meet your financial goal. So those four factors is what constitutes financial well-being. If you have that in your life, and once again, it's different for everybody, you will not be all jumbled up inside, feeling all the stress and anxiety that brings itself during this time. Because listen, you still got to retire, you still got to educate yourself and your children, and you need to enjoy life now and in the future.
Right.
So we're going to go through some more things. We've talked about this. Go back to TakeControlTuesday.com. We've given strategies and ideas. But the whole point of this, the whole point of our broadcast, is to help working class people achieve some sense of financial well-being in their life. And the final thing I'd say right now, Randy, is pay attention to state politics and vote.
Absolutely.
That has a tremendous impact on your finance.
It really, really does. Well, I'm looking forward to this series. And as always, you can find Mansa's information on MoneySmartLife.org. And as he mentioned before, the archives on TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.